Victory should mean safety. After defying the capital with poisoned berries and walking out of the arena with Peeta, Katniss Everdeen expects her nightmare to end. Instead, she discovers something far more terrifying. Her act of desperation has become a symbol of hope across Panem's oppressed districts. President Snow himself appears in her home, reeking of blood and roses, with a simple message: convince everyone the berries were about love, not defiance, or watch District 12 burn. The girl who volunteered to save her sister now carries the weight of an entire district on her shoulders. Every word she speaks, every gesture she makes during the mandatory victory tour will determine whether people live or die. This isn't freedom. This is a different kind of arena, one where the stakes extend far beyond her own survival. Standing before the families of dead tributes should be the hardest part of the victory tour. But when an old man in District 11 whistles Rue's melody and raises three fingers in salute, Katniss witnesses something that changes everything. He's executed on the spot, shot in the head for a gesture of respect. This pattern repeats across Panem. Peacekeepers tighten their grip. The hub burns. Public whippings resume. When Katniss finds Gale tied to a post, his back shredded by Thread's whip, she throws herself between them without thinking. The staged romance with Peeta, meant to save their lives, now feels like chains binding her to a performance she can't escape. Neither Peeta nor Gale represents genuine connection anymore, both relationships twisted by the Capitol's manipulation. Meanwhile, whispers spread of uprisings in Districts 8, 4, and 3. Two refugees fleeing District 8 share an impossible theory: District 13 might still exist, hidden and waiting. The thought plants itself like a seed in Katniss's mind, dangerous and impossible to ignore. President Snow's announcement arrives during a mandatory viewing. The 75th Hunger Games will draw tributes from existing victors. The words hit like a physical blow. Katniss is the only female victor from District 12. She's going back. No amount of preparation can ease this reality. When Peeta volunteers to replace Haymitch, she knows exactly what it means. They'll both die, or she'll watch him die again. Their competition isn't anonymous children this time, but survivors who understand nightmares, who've killed and been broken by it. Finnick O'Dare, who won at 14 and became the Capitol's plaything. Johanna Mason, who feigned weakness before revealing her ruthlessness. BT and Wyrus, brilliant minds in aging bodies. These people have mentored tributes, formed friendships, survived decades of trauma. Now they must kill each other. Watching footage of Haymitch's quarter quell, where he used the arena's force field as a weapon, Katniss recognizes a crucial truth. The real enemy isn't other tributes, it's the system, it's the Capitol, it's Snow. The Capitol's welcome reveals cracks in its control. Citizens openly weep for victors, some demanding the games be canceled. Cinna transforms Katniss into a living mockingjay, wings unfurling when she raises her arms, a dangerous embrace of rebellion symbol. During her game maker session, she hangs a dummy labeled Seneca Crane, reminding them that even Capitol servants face Snow's executioner. For interviews, Cinna's final statement blazes across screens. Katniss's wedding dress burns away, revealing the mockingjay beneath. Peeta escalates with devastating lies. They're married, she's pregnant, the crowd erupts. Then all victors join hands on stage, a unified line of defiance broadcast across Panem. The next morning, peacekeepers beat Cinna unconscious and drag him away as Katniss watches, helpless. His rebellion will cost him everything. The arena surrounds them with saltwater. Katniss secures her bow and forms an alliance with Finnick, who wears Haymitch's gold bangle, a signal to trust. They save Peeta from drowning and flee into the jungle where engineered horrors await. Poisonous fog, coordinated baboon attacks, blood rain, jabberjays mimicking tortured screams. Wyrus, repeating tick-tock obsessively, cracks the pattern. The arena is a clock with 12 sections, each containing a scheduled threat. Yet something feels wrong. Mag sacrifices herself. Finnick repeatedly risks his life for Peeta. Johanna protects BT and Wyrus. everyone seems focused on keeping PETA alive, even at the cost of their own survival. When BT proposes electrifying the arena using lightning and wire, Katniss runs the wire through the jungle with Johanna, who suddenly attacks her, cuts her arm, then runs away, drawing pursuers. Betrayal? Returning to find BT unconscious with wire wrapped around a knife, Katniss understands. The target isn't other tributes, it's the force field itself. She wraps wire around an arrow and shoots at the arena's weak point. Lightning strikes. The sky explodes. Everything goes black. Waking on a hovercraft, Katniss learns the impossible. District 13 exists, an underground civilization that survived by negotiating ceasefire with the capital. The Quarter Quell was an extraction operation. Many victors were part of a conspiracy to rescue the rebellion's most valuable symbols. But the plan went wrong. The capital captured PETA, Johanna, and Enobaria, while rebels saved Katniss, Finnick, and Beatty. Haymitch had to choose, and he chose the Mockingjay over the boy with the bread. Then, Gale delivers the final blow. District 12 no longer exists, firebombed to rubble the night the arena fell. Her mother and Prim survived with about 800 others, but thousands died. Everything she fought to protect, gone. Cinna, beaten to death for his costume design. PETA, captured and possibly tortured. Her home reduced to ash. She survived the arena twice, but the games never ended. They just expanded to encompass all of Panem, and now everyone is a tribute in a war she never wanted to start. District 13's President Coin wants Katniss as their Mockingjay, but her propaganda fails until she visits a bombed hospital in District 8. Standing among the wounded, she finds her voice. If we burn, you burn with us. The footage ignites uprisings. PETA returns hijacked by Trackerjacker Venom, his mind twisted to see Katniss as a threat. He tries to kill her, Snow's calculated revenge. As war escalates, Katniss fights toward the capital, losing squad members to deadly traps. Finnick dies fighting Mutts. At Snow's mansion, parachutes float toward capital children used as human shields. The first wave explodes. Medics rush in. The second wave detonates. Among them is Prim, consumed by flames while reaching toward an injured child. At Snow's execution, Katniss's arrow finds President Coin instead. Replacing one tyrant with another would render their suffering meaningless. Years later, living among District 12's ruins with PETA and Haymitch, Katniss still wakes screaming. Their children play in meadows covering mass graves. The Book of Memories they've compiled ensures future generations understand war's true cost. Fire destroys, but from ashes, something new can grow. If we choose compassion over vengeance and refuse to become what we fought against.